No, we
with his poor form now.
With his poor form, you think you went and matched your keeper?
It's your boy Shea Wolo. And you're listening to
Bald Gecko Podcast.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Bald Gecko Podcast. I'm Mayive, aka Mayowa, and with me I have some dudes.
Why are you using your first name as your aka?
Because he's a dead guy. He's a dead guy, so he's not, I mean...
Because Mayive is the popular name. You say Fireboy, aka whatever, Basket Mouth, aka...
Celebrity.
It's more like me saying, welcome, is Big C, aka Nas. It doesn't make sense, it doesn't rhyme.
But the problem is that nobody really knows Big C like that.
Forget. If you don't know, I mean, I don't miss it now.
Is it your introduction? It's mine. I handle it. How I want to handle it. So we have Ayola in the building and Nas.
A.K.A. Big C.
I'm not even Chinko.
No, that Chinko name has expired. Let's not go there anymore. I mean, that's the pass we choose not to revisit.
All right, guys. Today we're going to be talking, first of all, about Manchester City. And if there's any point trying to catch up to them, because it looks like they're on their way to another Premier League title. That'll be the fourth in 5 years.
I think it's too early.
But you didn't think it was too early when Chelsea were top of the table.
My man, you see,
were already calling Chelsea champions. You already said,
yeah. I mean, they're champions of Europe at that time. They are still the champions of Europe still. So
No. He was calling them champions of England. He was saying that already top of the table.
Yes, that has given him the impression.
I never said Chelsea are top of the. It's not my conversation.
We can go back. Yes, that's all. We can always go back to it. Don't worry. We'll do that later.
The only thing I used to hammer is unbeaten. I used to hammer clean sheets.
But you guys lost pretty early now. You guys lost.
No. They didn't lose City pretty early now. That was like seventh game.
I don't mean unbeaten. I meant what we were hammering was the fact that we're on a run. We're on another level. We're beating big teams. We always lost now. We lost to Juventus too.
But not in the Premier League.
So, but your take on catching up to Man City, you believe it's still too early to decide that they are the champion, the Premier League winners, yeah?
Yes. I think the best way we can even go about this conversation is we should take it team by team. So
I'm not going to take it team by team. What I'm going to say is, I mean, it's the Shark team you are trying to catch up to with 10 points. Bro, those guys are too professional for them to lose 10 points gap. You get close to them, but not overtaking them. This is Man City. Shark, this is Pep Guardiola, please.
Everybody is professional, bro.
But not everybody has been as professional.
Yes,
as Man City.
In
last few years.
Yes. 4-5. They're about to do 4-5. They're here after 3-4 right now. I mean, they had like clean sweep of
and the only time that they didn't win the league, they came second, which is not something that a lot of people can say.
Bro, they had like clean sweep of English trophies. How many years now they've done that?
So this is
Shark team.
We played 21 games.
Yeah, they have two losses.
That's over the halfway line.
Yes, they have two draws and two losses. Please.
We still have how many games to go?
Less than 21.
See, I want to leave it till Saturday. They are going to play Chelsea. I think that's going to, is actually going to.
So when they finally beat you, will you agree that there's no point catching up to them?
Yes, at that point I think I will agree.
If at 22 games, shame on you.
We've played them.
Do you get one more game?
Shame on you. 22 games. So you believe you are the team to stop them from winning?
We've played them. We are the team to scatter their form. That's what I mean.
I'm sorry. You're not a Wolves. It's Wolves that does all
this
kind of shit.
We do it. We've done it. You get.
No, hold on. He's trying to say something. This is the EPL that was.
This is the EPL that a team can be on a form and then they just lose one game and it's like they've lost their
money. Why hasn't it happened to Man City?
Hold on. And that one game is not to Chelsea, to be very fair. If Man City are going to do it, it's going to be Wolves.
Why hasn't that happened to Man City over the past 5 years?
Man City are good now. We all know that they are the best.
Yeah, but I mean, whoever thought that this was going to be possible in the Premier League to start with?
10 points.
They've done 18 points. They've done 16 points.
They don't drag the title if they're winning it. The only time you drag was Ferguson's era. They would drag, I mean, goal difference, same
nobody
point,
cares.
One point.
They don't have the Champions.
Now it is Premier League and it is Pep Guardiola's Premier League to lose at this point. At this point in time,
the Champions League. And so any Man City fan, please, you guys should sit down. If you are living in the sky,
where are you living with your Champions League? No Premier League in the last how many years?
Why? What bad guys? In how
bad
many
guys?
Years?
Well, as you
audio bad guys, man.
I think 4 years ago.
That's not a lot to you.
Audio bad guys.
That's not a lot to you.
Do you know how hard it is to ask Man U Champions League
to do what?
How hard it is to get the Champions
but
League?
But some people would actually say it's actually fair. Easier to win the Champions League because look at City.
Yeah.
You can have one bad game and you lose.
If you're
over 38 games,
that you lose. Don't win the Premiership for 4 years and get one Champions League, or take 4 Premier League titles and don't get the Champions League.
Definitely four Premier League titles. It's not even something you have
that's
to think
all
about.
You pick.
It's not something you have to think about.
You know what?
Like,
what
it's
is that?
So it's such an easy decision.
4 Premier League titles. He's not in the Premier League and he tell you 4 Premier League titles. What are you saying?
The Champions League.
It is such an easy decision because
then Chelsea have had issues.
You have 365 days for that decision. Like after the next, the next year nobody knows about you.
When you're talking about Chelsea, the Champions League winners, you guys do not have issues. Now suddenly, why haven't you? Chelsea won the Champions League. Chelsea have had issues. Why didn't those issues stop you from winning the Champions League?
Because
Champions
we won
the Premier League. I mean, the Premier League. Those issues.
No. He's saying they had issues, so one but they still won the Champions League. Seasons, how come you were able to win the Champions League?
In these four seasons, there was a time when we could not sign anybody. In these 4 years, there was a time when we were not allowed to sign.
That's the same thing.
Hold on. Next point.
That's the same thing, and it was one season.
Next point.
The next season, you guys spent 200 million, over 200
Back
million
to
in transfer
Man
window.
City, that we're doing, if we're talking about spending, we should be talking about Man City here. So, do I think Man
City
are
But you spent more than them in the last two windows, though.
I don't think
You spent more than
they
them
are.
In the last two windows. You're aware, right?
But they've still spent more than us in like the past 5 years.
Yeah, okay, take it to when Abramovich came, you spent more than them.
Or more.
We have not.
No, you
spent
have.
More than us.
No.
You guys, Man, you have even spent more than us.
So here I am.
In the past 20 years, they have.
Man, you maybe, but not Man.
I am in the studio with two people that
are
not to shoot Because, I mean, you started with first 4 years, you ended up 5 years, Abramovich, 20 years, all shifting posts just to fit your agenda. Relax and answer the first question. In the first 4 years, have you spent more than them?
In the first 4 years, Man U has spent more than us.
Hey, Jesus is glory. The question is Man City, my guy.
Bro.
I don't know.
This is fraud. This is highway fraud.
My guy, I don't even understand. Yes, it's gone with this guy for here.
I'm going to check it. But what I'm saying is Man City are not uncatchable. Bam, bam, bam. Until Saturday,
so
if they beat Chelsea,
then
they're
uncatchable. Because over the last 5 years,
because
over
they are
the
10 points ahead now.
Mm-hmm.
If they lose one match, bro,
that'll be 7 points. You're saying automatically seven, like 7 points.
They still have other big teams to play now,
and they've beaten most big teams that they've played this season.
Because they managed to beat us.
How will you say they managed? They beat you convincingly. You guys didn't have the ball.
They didn't beat us
convincingly. They beat you well.
Oh yes, they won.
They beat you.
It was 1-0 now.
Yeah, but they had everything over you guys. Over 60% possession. More shots on target.
They're
a much higher XG. Oh, their first win
that was their first win in four games with us.
Yeah, but they've still beaten you this season.
But if the past four
That's
games, we've
point.
Beaten them three times and they won.
What did your previous three victories do this time now? Like, what
how did they help
yes,
you this
yes,
season?
What's the happening? What's the happening to this season?
We're still champions in Europe, bro.
In the Premier League,
lose that match
you?
And win the Champions League.
I said this man
was not
man,
one or the other.
This man is a professional post shifter.
Man, what you guys are saying is that nobody can catch Man City
right now. No. See, mathematically, very possible. But knowing the Man City team
so
we
are going
against,
I mean, if you look at what's happened in
over
the
years,
season,
you don't stick your Gekko coin, bro. Ayola, are you going to stick your Gekko coin?
Definitely.
That Man City are going to win.
Yeah.
The Premier.
Are you going to stake your own coins that Chelsea are going to win the Premier League?
Or anybody over? I think
no. Chelsea. Okay, let's start from Chelsea.
I mean,
it's not fair.
Yes. Why not
Chelsea? Happened to Chelsea?
What's not
because
fair about
it? Several. These guys have not had any COVID issues.
Yes, they have. They have. They've had. Yes, they have. They've had COVID issues, but they have such a.
When did they have a COVID issue?
They recently had a COVID issue. Pep has COVID right now.
De Bruyne.
When did they have COVID issues? Do you know how many COVID issues Chelsea had? That we had three people on the bench.
City also had. They just have a better and larger squad than you.
They have not had COVID issues.
They've had COVID issues, but they haven't had to postpone.
When was a City game postponed?
They haven't had to postpone because they still had enough players. Chelsea haven't had to postpone either.
There was a time we did not have enough players.
But have you had to postpone?
They did not postpone. That's what I'm saying. Teams have had less than we have.
Chelsea too haven't postponed.
Chelsea have had more COVID issues and our games were not postponed because they believe we have the squad depth.
Same thing with City.
City have not had a game where they had four people on the bench.
They don't need to.
Because they have more than
but
enough
even,
players.
Even when they had a game, when they had games where they had only four players on the bench, they
when
still ended up winning
in the Premier
last
League.
Last season, when the COVID
I'm talking
first
about
came,
now, this season.
They still ended up winning the Premier League. So why
Good
can't Chelsea do the same thing?
And they lost the Champions League. They have better. Do you want to compare City squad to any other team?
That's
in the
what
Premier
we're saying. So where then is the hope? If you're saying the squad is better than everybody else, where then is the hope for it to catch up
with
them?
10 points.
Because they would have COVID
the
issues.
The hope is
they
that
would have
it's
injuries.
The EPL.
They would have all these problems, but they've still shown that they can get over it.
The
Bruyne out injured. Gundogan comes up.
I said that about someone being so professional. This
do you
team
see
is so professional.
Losing three games before this season comes to an end.
They can still lose those three games,
they
but then
lose,
yes,
but
it's very possible.
Other people are also going
yes,
to lose
everybody
games.
all draw points.
Especially well, Liverpool. Let's look at Liverpool with Salah and Mane not around. Are they not going to draw points? Judging from the last game,
they're definitely going to.
Not if they keep postponing all their games due to COVID.
Yes, they're definitely not going to be as strong as if they are available.
Are Chelsea going
to
draw points? We are still struggling with injuries. Yes,
as is everybody else.
Exactly.
So is City uncatchable? I don't think so still.
So who is going to catch them?
And what factor? Why
Chelsea can.
How? When you just label out their weaknesses.
I want to see Saturday's game before I conclude.
You cannot conclude at 22 games now because I mean if you're saying
if
just one more game.
If you can't conclude at 21 games, then why are you
so
conclude?
There are 11
this man,
if they lose
if they lose to Chelsea, like shifting posts. Stop shifting posts. Stop shifting posts. Match.
So Liverpool will be 11 minus 3. That will be 8 points. Mm. So if they lose to Chelsea, that means there will be 5 points on top of Liverpool.
How? Where is this match coming from?
Bro.
Liverpool have outstanding. Okay. One outstanding. Okay. Mm-hmm. If they win the outstanding, they will not be 11 points ahead of them again. It would be 8 points.
Okay.
So if they lose to Chelsea and Liverpool wins, that's 5 points ahead.
Very good mass.
So you get what I'm saying? So I believe they are still catchable. Fine. They are on a patch where there are 11 games now, winning streak.
I just said something about them being, you know, like even if they want to drop points, they are not going to lose all that 10 points gap on anybody. At some point, they're going to pick it up back and go on a crazy run. Yes, but and this is Man City. This is Shaq Team Man City.
Regardless.
So you need to understand that I'm not happy.
Arsenal, they not fire a shot on target against Nottingham Forest. With the
shifting post as usual.
No, what I'm telling you is that this is football. Anything can happen.
So my guy.
Arsenal is not going to play any shot on target in their next game.
I mean, Arsenal actually tensioned these man City you are talking about. Arsenal tensioned them, so...
But what I'm even saying is, do you think it's going to continue or do you think it's just a one-off?
No, of course not. I think it's football.
But you think Man City is going to continue when they start losing?
It's football.
There is no joy. I have no joy now talking about Man City in this light, but the truth is clear for all to see.
We all know they are the best team.
Yes, and where is the belief of them now dropping 10 points gap at this point of the season, over halfway line?
I just analyzed to you how it can become 5 points with just one loss.
And you think that this team is going...
5 points.
Yes, is it 5 points?
Still leave 5 points.
Yes, 5 points.
That means that they could still lose to Liverpool and still be topping Liverpool with 2 points.
Yes, with 2 points. They will still be on top.
So you think 2 points, they will hold 2 points for the next...
Do you know this Man City? Do you know this Man City?
21 games.
Do you know... Yes, I know this. Do you know this Man City team? Does this look like a team that, you know, they'll just go on one kind of Man U nonsense and have like 3 draws? I mean, sorry, that was Chelsea's nonsense. But yes, they'll just go on one dead nonsense and just start dropping unnecessary points. They'll draw to like a Crystal Palace. They'll draw to like a Crystal Palace and like an Everton and then lose to a Leicester City. That's not going to happen to Man City.
This is football. Injuries can happen. COVID,
but they've shown that they've been able to cope with these things.
They've not. Anybody that's shown that it's Liverpool. Liverpool were scattered last season and they still managed to
qualify. Man City have been scattered as well. They lost De Bruyne. They lost Laporte as well.
De Bruyne's
Who's their best player this season?
Fernando Silva.
Cancelo, actually.
I believe it's Bernardo Silva. Hey.
But that doesn't change the fact that they've lost players due to injury. They haven't played with a striker for 2 seasons. Even Jesus
learned not to play without the striker.
They keep adapting to things. They keep adapting
because
to things.
Because they have the squad to do that. Massive
exactly.
Respect.
You're saying
not
the same
that,
thing.
They have a beautiful... I think that's the best manager in the world. He's the best manager in the world, apart from Tuchel.
Now, what for this
just
man?
Just like Nigeria is the best nation in the world.
Apart from America, I mean.
No.
America
France.
Is the best nation in the world, apart from Nigeria.
Very, very good, man.
So,
very
really,
good.
They have I kudos or massive respect to Man City, the squad, Guardiola, their style of play, their ways of getting out of any hole of getting to. But I believe it is still too early. This is football. Injuries can
and
happen.
At the same time, as this is happen. Too early, then 20,
just like injuries 20, scatter
22
Chelsea.
22 games is also too early to conclude.
Which
that
injuries scatter
yes.
Chelsea?
Let's not go into the intricacy of Chelsea because he's going to give us some kind of news that will hear how.
And
is Christensen so, kit your play? Because
you
I mean,
do you get?
You're calling Christensen you like Christensen is kit your play. Christensen is not kit your play.
Have lost Walker.
Do you know?
I don't get.
Christensen not on the field.
De Bruyne alone and his loss of form should actually hamper them from
Matis
going the way they are going.
Because there was no center. There was nobody to play our middle in our 3 back line.
That's
it
cute.
That was part
that's
of
really
why
cute.
We drew 1-1.
That's really cute. Man City have won games despite the fact that they've had nobody to play up top for them. They've tried Ferran, Sterling.
Oh my God, Man City are a team that they have these players and they still play without strikers.
Why can't you?
See, that's not an argument. There have been times where Man City have striker, but they still don't play a striker.
Yeah, because they've gotten used to it.
No, they've gotten used to that's
and
their style of play.
It's not their style of play.
It's like saying Chelsea are using 3 people at the back because they have an injury. That's how we play. That's how they play.
That's completely different.
That is how they play. They had chance upon chances to sign a striker during the transfer window.
And they tried. They did try. They tried to sign Ronaldo.
Are you telling me it was impossible
Harry
for them to get a striker? They said they didn't try. They said they were not interested in Ronaldo.
They did try.
Harry Kane, Daniel Levy said he was not selling him. There
again,
are several
this is
strikers in the world.
Fault, but not the ones that they want.
It is not an excuse.
Nobody is saying it's an excuse. Just the same way, you not having defenders is not an excuse, because they played without.
Several injuries.
They played with injuries as well. They played with Fernandinho in centre back and won the league. They played with Gundogan in attacking midfield and won the league.
Because they have the quality to do.
Why don't you have the quality?
Exactly.
That's what we're saying. They have quality clearly.
And how,
above
so
everybody
you
else.
See, they are there already. You are still on your way there, and you expect that you somehow they
but
drop
we are
10
aware
points.
They have not gotten to 20.
Hold on. You somehow expect them to just drop quality, and then you come and overtake them with 10 points. This team that have done like three times in the last 4 years.
Let's wait and see now. But if they manage to beat us this weekend, then.
Manage to beat you.
We've beaten them in
and
the
that's
last
what they
four
said,
times,
that's
three
they
times
said,
now.
That's what I said the last time when they had almost 70% possession
Man
that they managed to beat them
bro,
as well.
If there's any team in the Premier League
is Wolves
that has proven to beat Man City consistently in the last
Wolves.
Four games.
Wolves.
Okay, what's the stat? In the last four games, Wolves, Man City.
I don't think City have beaten them in the last four
I
games.
Mean...
We have beaten them three times.
Yeah, congrats.
How many times have Wolves beaten them?
Probably more than that.
No.
Do you want me to bring my congrats to Ballon d'Or beating Man City now?
Because yeah, man, because he won us the Champions League. I mean, and a Man U fan shouldn't say anything, please.
I also beat them, but you don't see me clamoring that I beat them.
Do you get?
Because you guys have nothing to celebrate in the past.
No problem,
years.
Yes. Which is why beating Man City should not be something to celebrate that I come to tell me three in four matches.
Oh, man, we beat the champions of England. It is something to celebrate.
I did that as well, but I'm not celebrating.
Exactly,
like,
you
what
get?
The hell? That's
you
not anything to celebrate, my guy.
You?
Don't do that.
You beat them, and what did he get you?
Nothing.
We beat them, and we knocked them out. I think it was
FA
the
Cup
FA
that you won. They've also knocked City out
they
of the
FA
Cup.
They did not win the
Cup
FA Cup too, so we should calm down. I mean,
then we knocked them out of the Champions League final.
Congrats to you.
I mean, Ballon did knock India out, Man City.
Yeah, because they won us the Champions League.
The second one in your club's
bro.
You must be so proud.
I mean,
of course,
I'm so happy
for a team that just started doing great.
Started doing 2003.
You have been a top team since when, please?
Hmm?
You've been a top team since what year?
Oh. The clubs are the same age. I hope you know.
It
around
was over
the same
80
age.
Years.
No, but you know the clubs were founded around
then,
the same
wait,
time.
How many Champions League do you guys have?
Oh, five.
Okay, so five yeah. in 80 years.
Mm.
And you are proud of yourself.
Wait, well, how many
have
your club won
in 20 years? And
how have you been a top team in 20 years? In
so
those,
you guys should have won.
No, hold on. In those 20 years that you've managed to come of age, we still won it more than you guys.
Is it a disgrace to you guys?
How is it a disgrace?
You have been
how
a top
is that a
team
disgrace?
For over 80
so
years.
You've been
and
around,
you have just
you've been around for
league.
Over 100 years and you've only
like
been a top team for 20 years.
With Real Madrid.
Uh-huh.
And they won it like 3 years in a row.
And? Where were you?
You want to compare Madrid to who Chelsea is?
Yes.
Or we are just building, bro.
So who are you there
we
to
are
compare
just a
to
top
anybody?
Team. Now, we didn't have the funds.
Who are
you
there
had.
To compare to anybody?
Now
of
we
course
can,
you had the funds.
We did not until Abramovich.
We didn't have the funds.
You've been around for over 100 years and you've just become a top team in the last 20 years.
Yes,
and you are saying you're proud.
Yes, man, it's life.
That seems like a disgrace.
That's life, man. It's not a disgrace. We're not a top team. We didn't have money. Oh, yes, good. Then Abramovich came like
and
then
our still people,
stopped.
The people that you're talking about,
you're talking
to
about disgrace. Look at Man City. Man City became a top team when Guardiola came in.
No.
I'm talking about world class. When were they world class?
You see, they didn't know win their first league without Guardiola. Relax.
So you're telling me
that's not anything.
How is that not anything?
This
is best to win the league.
You were in a league.
City
you were
now.
In a league.
You have to compare the City Guardiola has mm-hmm. with the City Mancini had.
They're better.
Obviously
doesn't
not.
Mean that
obviously
one was not
yes, doesn't mean it was not world class. Yes.
Okay, I want to ask you a question. Has
you
there been
to,
any other
compare,
team?
You want to compare Messi and Hazard and then you say because Hazard is not up to Messi, then he's not world class.
Has there been any other team in the Premier League that you can compare to City's Man City now?
No.
That's what I'm telling you.
That
the best
that's
that, ever been.
That doesn't mean
best
the other
that ever
were
was.
No, so Arsenal Invincibles were not world class.
You can't compare them to the squad City has now.
Were they or were they not world class?
They were now.
Yeah, so what are you saying?
Which is why
Mancini's
Man City was also world class. Very simple and short.
Do you get that they weren't this?
They've always been
world
class since the Arab. Yes, they've always been world class since the Arab came to pump money into that team.
Balotelli. I'm trying to think about the players they had then.
Yeah, and
Edin Dzeko. Yes, you are laughing.
As if Dzeko did not score
I don't even understand. You are laughing. You're actually laughing. So yeah, wait, hold on. You hear the name Edin Dzeko and you laugh.
Hey now, why? When someone scores hat trick against your club,
he's
always very funny.
He's so uncultured. So uncultured. So uncultured.
Not several people. I was in the Champions League. How many people have scored?
And
Dzeko,
okay.
Against,
I don't think they'll be calling strikers and then you mention Dzeko.
He has more goals. He has
see,
more career goals than Drogba. Sha.
If you know, you know. Apparently, you don't know.
Drogba
you do not know. You do not know. Okay.
Drogba is a legend.
Congratulations.
As in, do you get? He still does not have more career goals than Dzeko.
I mean,
good luck to him and his career goals.
So
if you're calling strikers that have made impact, you want Edin Dzeko and Didier Drogba. Like, seriously.
But who has more goals? Like, I mean, that's what a striker is. So
I'm here to just look at. I want to understand where Maive stands now. So you are obviously strongly behind the opinion.
I've made it clear
that you are
that
not.
I'm not saying Man City are champions
uncatchable
yet until they beat
Chelsea.
Like
they do the double over Chelsea.
I'm going to tell you that Yasik is very weak and. It's very. I don't like it. I mean,
you know what's funny?
Yeah. Because it's so. I would say it's not solid at all.
Do you know what's funny? When they eventually do beat Chelsea, he's going to change his stance again, and find a new yardstick as to why Man City cannot
win the league.
As champions, they do, yet. Man. It's just.
But in a very cute scenario now, they actually do end up beating Chelsea and still lose the lead on everybody. Then Maivi, what does that now mean? I mean, you're 22 games past and then they still lost the lead.
It's football now and nobody can predict the future.
He always has a very funny answer to everything. Very, very funny answer every single time.
You seem very confident some
If
you
could predict the future, man, we'll be billionaires, bro.
You seem confident some few seconds ago about predicting the future. So what happened? What happened in this
last few seconds? I'm still confident now. If that happens, fine. It's football. Things happen. But I'm waiting for them to beat us. If they do beat us, then, man, they are champions as far as I'm concerned. But until then, I just analysed how their lead can turn to 5 points.
Yeah.
Just now.
Assuming of course that other
big
people don't drop any points.
Yeah, and
no,
also
that's
big
the point
if.
Now. Because that means Liverpool can't drop any points until the end of the season, neither can Chelsea.
That's and they are good to have to do that without Mane and Salah and Keita at the moment.
Chelsea without Edward.
It's very hard for them. I think we still have players that are not back yet. We still need a left back. As soon as we get that covered, I think
So if you get a left back, you're challenging for the league against City.
Yeah, we have always been challenging now.
You're challenging 10 points behind.
Yes, we can still challenge.
What kind of challenge is that?
Is this the first time somebody's flunking 10 points ahead?
I'm saying it's the first time someone is calling a 10 point gap a challenge.
I believe in this moment, if my VC is in challenge, I'm also in challenge. Yes. I'm using my position to throw you right now in case you don't understand. Yes,
if you think you get
a left back and then you are in the title challenge with this Man City team that is 10 points ahead of you, then
bro.
I mean, same thing as the Aston Villa, Newcastle, saying that there's still a chance for them.
I mean, mathematically, it's still possible
bro.
For Newcastle.
Yeah, exactly. That's
if
what you're saying.
City this weekend is 7 points ahead, so that's no longer a challenge. 7 points ahead.
What are you doing now? You're calculating maths. This one plus one, 3 points. 3 points minus 3 points.
So wait, I want to ask you.
That's what you're doing, and that's mathematically. But we know
7 points ahead.
We know what we're seeing.
It's not a challenge.
Hold on.
You know the sad part.
What is in front?
The last four games, Chelsea have managed to not win. Only one. We've won just once. To tell you that we. Fine, it was injuries.
He had a slump.
With our own hands dropped.
Everybody has had these issues.
Let's wait and see. As long as these guys don't beat us, man, I still believe we're in the title race. But the moment they do beat us this weekend, if they do beat us, then we're out of it.
So I mean, if 10 points is still a challenge, why isn't 13 points a challenge? Why isn't 13 points a challenge?
Why 10 points a challenge? Because we are playing them this Saturday. That's why I believe it is no longer a challenge. It's not yet a challenge. Because if we beat them, automatically it becomes 7. And
that,
it becomes 5
that,
for Liverpool.
For Liverpool.
And that's a challenge, bro.
Okay. So you guys heard it. If City do beat Chelsea this weekend, then and Marwa says anything like Chelsea are in the title challenge, I'll just send you his address and you can go and find him to fight him.
Yes, so I'm giving.
See, organize. I heard UFC is now in Nigeria.
Throw hands. He needs someone to redesign his shoes for him.
Proper hands.
I mean, what the hell?
So if you were going to compare this City team to Pep's other teams, let's say Pep's Bayern, for example, and what they did with their league, would you say it's around the same level of quality?
Amazingly, yes. Because that Bayern Munich team, at some point, they were winning the league like almost 2 months or close to 1 month plus to the end of the season. They had like 18 points gap and everything. But in this Premier League now, where there is something called the top six, and yet you're still giving that... You are giving the rest members of that office, the remaining 5 clubs, you are giving them that same treatment.
That same kind of guy.
Forget. I don't think there's anything saying about Guardiola, and you are going to think that you are going to make sense because this guy is angry.
This guy doesn't have the Champions League, Joe. Stop blowing.
Yes, agreed. Just have Champions League. Well,
he has as many as your club.
I do not understand.
He
has three.
He has two.
Oh, two, okay.
same as a very famous club.
Is it better than the Bayern team? Yes, I think it is. Is it better than the team we had of Barcelona? I don't think so.
I mean, there was Messi and then there was the trial. He basically had the three nominees for Ballon d'Or in that
MSN
team. Yes. No, not MSN. It wasn't even MSN. It was Messi, Xavi and Iniesta. Like three of them were the top three for Ballon d'Or.
Guardiola did not have MSN.
No, that was Luis Enrique.
It was Enrique that had MSN. But that's the beauty about this now. So this
best team he ever had.
So this is rating Guardiola's Man City teams with his other teams at other clubs. And this Man City team, I swear, there's a reason why they call them the Shark team.
Everybody calls them the Shark team.
I mean, are you hearing it for the first time?
I've heard it before.
Yeah, so why are you not asking who calls them the Shark team?
You're saying it like Shark is scary. Like Shark.
No, yes. Sharks are not scary.
I mean, do you have a pet shark at home? I mean, just let me know what's the name of your pet shark, because apparently sharks are so adorable right now. They will bite you and eat you like as if
there's a cream I rub on my body and I'll play with the shark. As long as it doesn't smell blood.
Batman, please.
And I'm blue.
Because I know it's only people like Batman that have shark repellent.
Bro,
just waiting for them.
Bro, I'm here trying to understand
Batman
what this
and James
saying.
Bond.
What the hell?
I'm a fucking shark team, Joe.
Well, I mean, they can just bite you and just eat you up this weekend. Let's see how that goes. Okay. And what they call you guys?
We're champions of Europe.
Dead.
Something you guys have. You guys are not champions of anything.
They have as many as you. They have more than you.
Please stop,
bro.
See.
No. Oh, okay.
You're
okay,
champions
okay
of Europe. Is
leave
it the future?
Leave them.
You are the current champions of Europe.
No, because see, hold on. By me, that would not be accurate anymore. Because I don't expect you to think you are going to be
champions. Why? Because we are back and are not in the Champions
League. No, you are not. Do you think you are going to be champions?
We have the same chances of winning the Champions League.
Okay. That's even worse, you know.
Don't you get?
It was worse last season. You guys said more than this.
I mean, it's worse that they are not in the competition and you are there and you still don't have as much chance as them. I mean, what does that say about?
Not for Ronaldo in your life, you won't even be in this conversation.
Congratulations, and you don't see me bragging about this. You don't see me.
You have nothing to brag about.
No problem. See, do you know so? You can have everything to brag about and still be humble and then prove your point to a humble man. But you don't even bring your point. You are always falling back on champions of Europe and then you won't win the world of the that's all you're falling back on. That's all you have to. To be fair, that's nice.
And
but
it's not you guys' fault, man. It's not injuries enough and COVID that are scattered our mojo. But by God's grace, everybody has.
My guy, you know, this man always has like something to blame that is not Chelsea. Maybe it's not the players that are playing well. It's always an external factor. This man can shift.
What's wrong with Manu?
The players are there.
Is it injury?
It's not injury now.
Is it COVID?
It's not COVID.
What's wrong with Barca?
The players are there.
What's wrong with what?
Barcelona.
Everything.
Is it injuries? No. Is it COVID?
Do you know how accurate everything is? He's so accurate, my
because
God.
If you look at our team sheet, it's probably worse than Chelsea's in terms of first team players.
You guys,
we've used more
team
players than we do. Actually.
Who is your first team?
What do you mean? Who is our
first team? Every time I watch your game, I still see people I've never seen before.
That's the whole point.
Who is this?
That's the whole point. And we actually do have injuries and COVID.
Because
our injury list is longer than our actual squad list.
Yeah,
and nobody's complaining about it because we're still getting by. But Chelsea, champions of Europe, who are supposed to be better than everybody else, two injuries and three COVID cases, and suddenly they can't compete anymore.
They say backup centre back has COVID. Backup centre back has COVID. So we should be crying about backup centre back. What the hell?
You have Lukaku, but you don't really have Lukaku, Sha. Like, I get what you mean.
We didn't have him. I'm talking about when he was injured.
He's fit, but he's not mentally fit.
He scored in the last game.
Yeah, congrats. Against
Chesterfield.
Chesterfield. He would score against Chesterfield.
You should talk to Arsenal about
that. Please. Chesterfield is not on the same level with Nottingham.
I will score against
Forest.
Chesterfield and I'm not even fit at the
who
moment.
Who are you guys playing?
Me? I'm playing Aston Villa and they fit up my ends if you have
gone. You've been listening to Ball Gecko Podcast.
Alright guys, welcome to the AFCON segment of the Ball Gecko Podcast made brighter by MTN. We saw the opening ceremony and it was quite amazing. There were so many colors. It was everything that we expected. And also we saw the first game and the second game, to be honest. And it was also everything that we expected, apart from the fact that the first goal wasn't scored by Cameroon. Maybe that was the only surprise from yesterday.
Did you think that mistake was Onana's fault?
Well, you would always want to blame the goalkeeper in situations like that, but there can be excuses to be made that
because
it was just general lack of communication.
Well, I don't think the way it was it was hung dry. I wasn't watching the match live, but I was listening to the commentary. I was driving, and then all the OAPs were like, Onana made a huge blunder. So I was waiting. As soon as I got home, I went straight to YouTube, and then I saw the miss, and I was like, it's not much of this guy's fault. If he was at the post, that guy would still have scored. It was a beautiful finish.
Yeah.
They are taking away from the beautiful goal. It was a beautiful goal. Talking about that game was physical. You know, it's very hard for you to get a game where there are two penalties and then they were both penalties.
Both deserved, yeah.
There's no argument about that.
So, and despite the fact that the first one too, felt like it was taking years before they eventually called the penalty.
The VAR, yeah.
The penalties, did you see Cameroon's manager? He didn't watch it. He covered his face. I was like, you see that I was expecting.
But that just shows the kind of pressure that they are under generally as the host nation.
I love that game, Sha. It was very physical.
I actually did expect Cameroon to come up trumps with a victory. And I mean, I was still making my predictions, I saw that Burkina Faso had already... They were already a goal ahead. And yeah. I was like, okay, that's Cameroon. I still had it in mind that, you know, Cameroon should still come through and, you know, get the victory. But I wasn't happy about Vincent Aboubakar's performance. I mean, he had two penalties on his side, but when he had clear chances to score an open play goal, I mean, he was so rash. He took his shot very early.
There was a point where it was very obvious that he was very desperate to get the hat-trick.
Yes. The game was a little bit more technical than just physical as expected, or as I thought it would be, because the players that were on show yesterday, Zambo Anguissa, very good performance. Triple Moting when he came in, Clint Inge with the first time volley. There were moments in the game that, you know, made me look forward and say, okay, yes, this is looking like a tournament to watch out for.
But really, those two teams are not small teams though. I think
they're probably the favorites in the group. Yes. I mean, when we did talk about the group
I said something in previous episode about how most of the technically gifted players in Africa are from the northern part of Africa, and then the next best region with very technical players is the West.
Yeah.
And so these are two West African teams, so you expect at least the quality to be a bit more top notch than, you know, every other a combined play like that. I mean, you are getting the best of both. You are getting like maybe both North African teams or maybe North Africa and West Africa. But when we got this matchup yesterday, the quality gave me that hope that if I'm getting this day one and from these teams, I should be expecting better from other teams.
So Ayola, what do you think about the other match?
Well, Ethiopia against Cape Verde, I think it was just the way we called it. It was always going to be close, and I think Cape Verde, they did justice to the game in that they were more assured of what they were trying to do than Ethiopia were. I think Ethiopia, they were a bit scared.
Ethiopia had a red card.
Yeah, they had a red card, but even before the red card, they were a bit timid, they were a bit scared. It looked like they were not so confident in the team that they had or in the way that they were going to play.
The game, personally, was obvious that these two teams that were playing, to me, it seemed like these two teams that there was not as colorful as the first game.
See, the whipping boys of the group.
It was, like we said when we talked about Group A, it was never going to be that colourful. But I think now that Cape Verde have gotten these 3 points, it's going to make it more interesting. It's going to be very tough for
Honestly, I also look at Cape Verde as the definite winners for that third place position in that group, because they are between Cape Verde and Ethiopia, I think Cape Verde are the stronger team and they should get.
The
goal was beautiful. I love the goal, the cross, then the way the guy teed the ball up for the nodding.
Yeah,
it was a beautiful goal. Who do you think is going to win the Nations Cup?
I mean, if you look at the first few games, Group A, we saw Cameroon. They put in kind of a strong shout for it as well, in that they were not flustered. They didn't let that pressure get to them. And I think now that they've gotten this first win, they can only get better. So they are one of the few teams that I think might take it home. Because obviously the favourites. No, I'm not giving it to Cameroon. I genuinely think that this is going to be either Egypt's year or Algeria's year to keep it back to back. The only reason I won't pick Algeria is that it's really difficult to win the AFCON back to back. I can only remember Egypt recently doing it. But after that, it's almost even been like teams that have won it have done much, much worse at the next edition.
So personally, I would like to add Ivory Coast to that list. I would like to add Ivory Coast to the list of, you know, potential winners, as Ayola has mentioned, as Egypt and Algeria. I would like to put Morocco as an outside chance. Yeah,
Morocco
actually,
also have it.
Morocco as a
squad. Two teams.
Is it to get to the final or potential winners?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. An Algeria side, 39 matches unbeaten, like you said, you mentioned earlier. Algeria won. And I mean, I'll stick with Ballon d'Or, Mo Salah. Yes, I mean,
both of you, same team. So I personally, I think it is Nigeria, my country.
So patriotic.
Yeah. Or Senegal.
Senegal has a good squad, but you see, with the whole drama of the opening day and then the COVID, the thing about players missing out due to COVID, due to being tested positive for COVID, right now, it seems like something that is going to hit Senegal at the beginning, at their preparation. But I hope it doesn't, you know, affect their tournament as a whole and affect their overall impact in tournament. And I think I also have that fear about every other nation. But so far, it's Senegal that is the biggest team that has the most COVID issues to be worried about right now.
True. And if there's anything that we've noticed in football this unique years that have passed two, is COVID can change a lot of things. So we are hoping that will not be the case in the AFCON. I'm really, really hoping.
I would really like to see the best of everybody.
Really. But sadly, already, this cannot be the best of anybody. Because if we consider Nigeria and how COVID has affected selection and some people, I think we're still expecting a player.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one player who generally missed out to COVID, but it was one very important player. And I think we still do have a huge chance to win. Just like on the Instagram post, everyone said it, or a lot of people said it. If we're able to get past Egypt, if we're able to beat Egypt, maybe top the group, that would open up a clearer path to the final. Because that means that if we do win and win the group, then we're going to play against one of the best third place teams, as opposed to playing one of the second place teams.
True.
And the groups closer to us are groups that have teams like Ghana, Morocco.
So we're halfway there already.
Exactly. It will be more difficult if we're going
we've not played our first game. We're already calculating how to, you know, use numbers.
Yes, very important. I mean, look at what England did at the World Cup that almost got them to the final.
You know, for every win, there's an iota of luck and then hard work.
Mm. So I want to win 4-0. Don't come and tell me luck later, I beg.
But I genuinely think if we're able to top the group, it would open up a lot of opportunities for us.
I feel if our guys can gather themselves together, there's this Nigerian feeling, there's this Nigerian drive. If we beat Egypt, there's this, we know we have the ginger in Nigeria. There's this energy that will just go into the team. And the fact that, apart from maybe Ndidi and Iheanacho, everybody's on the same level. So everybody will be able to speak to everybody, hey, let's do this, let's do that. And then most of these guys know that this is their only chance to prove themselves to Super Eagles, because with the COVID, a lot of players are supposed to be there and not there. So these guys are people that probably will not even have a chance on a normal day. Mm. So they are like the underdogs that can be the big dogs in a way, even though we are not. Because the squad is not the squad, even for COVID, like, so many people in that squad that normally will not make the team, apart from the popular names. That
I think
we know
still
already.
The core of the squad is still there.
It's still strong.
That's the core.
Kugelsson is there now. The goalkeepers are all complete.
Exactly, goalkeepers are complete. You still have Iheanacho, Iwobi.
You know,
Arrigo.
The beauty is that we have talent everywhere.
We're always going to have talent everywhere in Nigeria. I mean, I don't even know if they call this Jamie Collins from Germany, left back, and the other is Zaidu Sanusi.
These are
just left back options. We have right back options that are also, you know, able and active. But I mean,
so you're saying Nigeria has no excuse?
Nigeria has a good squad. Nigeria is always good with a good squad.
Nigeria ever has any excuse.
Yeah, Nigeria is always good with a good squad. But it's not the cohesion and how this team can, you know, come together and make it. Yeah, exactly. The coach is also very, very key in this situation.
Very, very key.
And COVID again, always something that everyone has to worry about these days. So with all of this, in mind, what can Nigeria, you know, come up with? Well, yeah, they're always going to be favorites.
Algeria and
yes. I don't.
Yeah, but I mean, you would have to have a wide range of teams that you believe can win the.
Nigeria is always going to be one of those teams.
One team, Ayola, and let's round up. One team.
The winner. I picked the winner.
Winner.
Who would win? The winner now.
What team do you think will win?
I really think Egypt has the best chance to win.
All right. Naz?
Algeria and Daria Maris are coming with a very beautiful team's come. I mean,
me, man, I'm always patriotic. Nigeria for me.
Yeah, wearing green today. Congratulations.
All right. So we've actually talked about a lot of the team. We've talked about Cameroon, we've talked about Egypt, Nigeria, but we haven't really touched on teams like Morocco, teams like Tunisia, teams like Mali, who also might surprise people in what is essentially a cup competition. And we know that literally anything can happen in cup competitions.
My issue with those teams now is they are not even coming with excitement in the whole tournament. Like, yes, everybody and the teams with the excitement are very clear. You know them from the get-go. But right now, the teams you just mentioned, Tunisia, yes, there's a little to be happy about and be joyful about, but in the whole general scale of things and the other things that you have to consider, I don't think Tunisia's hype is up to an Algeria or Cote d'Ivoire, for instance. So Mali as well.
Also Cote d'Ivoire.
Yes. I think Ghana as well.
Well, Ghana,
they see, so the same thing about Nigeria having players, Ghana will always have a very good squad, but expecting them to go all the way and, you know, getting the trophy at the end, it's not expected like that, but they can, I'll put them as one of the dark horses as well, but no, I'm not really expecting them to do it. So
do you think there's going to be any team that we haven't mentioned so far that could just surprise us?
A few years back I'd have said Cape Verde. Yes, you laugh, but I mean Cape Verde, I know where Cape Verde came from, and
the founding fathers of the CAF, of CAF.
Perhaps, maybe. I would like to check that out. But I know Cape Verde, when they actually started, they were not a big African footballing nation. But when they went through, there was one qualifying phase that they went through, and then I actually took notice and interest in what they were doing. I was like, okay, this is a team that you don't know the players there, you don't know how good they are, but when they come together as a team, they always deliver and they play very exciting football. I was even afraid they beat Nigeria in one of these.
Yes, they did.
So I wasn't so surprised when that happened, because Cape Verde have been following for years back, and they're always looking like that team that you would not even see anything, any media hype, anything about them, but they just come deliver and bounce back. But a few years back, right now, dark horse. It's Ghana, please. Ghana, they have the players, but they don't look like they can do. That's why the dark horses, it can just work out for them in that light.
I think they are too big to be dark horses. And I think the real dark horse is perhaps Guinea, perhaps Burkina Faso.
No, I don't think anything for these guys. I'm sorry.
Wow. All right, guys. This is the end of the AFCON segment of the Ball Gecko podcast. Made brighter by MTN.
And on that note, we've come to the end of this episode of the Ball Gecko podcast. It's great being in the studio with Ayola and Maive today, discussing all of this.
It's not easy.
But Maive, we're going to revisit this if, you know, any of your predictions don't come to pass.
Definitely.
We're definitely going to revisit this.
It's closer than you think.
I need this to be on record that we're going to revisit Maive's 22 games prediction about, yeah. I mean, once that happens to Chelsea. And then on that note, guys, this is goodbye from Naz.
And from Ayola.
That was Ball Gecko Podcast. For more content, please follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube at Ball Gecko. Also, check out our website at www.ballgecko.com.